Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mind Body Green's beauty podcast, Clean Beauty School. I am your host and Mind Body Green's beauty director, Alexandra Engler. On this podcast, we explore beauty through the lens of well-being. And on today's episode, I feel like I am going to be learning so much because we have a woman on who is just an absolute wealth of knowledge with all things skincare. I am so excited for this episode because I have been using some of the products that she has had a hand in, most notably a newish retinol that I'm sure we'll talk about on today's episode. But, you know, without further ado, I will bring her in. Welcome, Christina Holy.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. You know, I always start off these episodes by allowing the audience to get to know you a little bit better, as well as myself. You know, I feel like you are such a classic and longtime favorite person in the clean and natural beauty space. But, you know, I would just love to hear more of your story and how you found yourself in the beauty industry.
I'll say that it hasn't really been a linear path or one that I really planned. It's been a very intuitive sort of organic process. And probably lifelong as well. I mean, as far as I can remember, I've always had so much curiosity about people and the human body. My father was a trauma surgeon, so a huge influence on me. And I was just always one of those kids that asked why. and I'm still that way. I really have this desire to understand things fully, or just not care about it at all. You know, I need to kind of start from the beginning and take it all the way through. So, I just think that's notable because that's kind of the person that I am. And I've always just loved meeting new people and talking to people. And that's a big part of the work that I do. And it's a really genuine part of who I am. And so let's see, after high school, I went to college. I studied engineering at Cal Poly University. And, you know, honestly, at this point in my life, I had no idea what I wanted to do. The engineering track was suggested by my parents so that I would have a fallback plan and always be able to get a job. But, you know, quickly into university, I realized that engineering was not for me. And I didn't like it at all. And in fact, I actually wasn't very good at it. But I didn't know what else to do. I was a little bit of a late bloomer, I think. I just wasn't really, I wasn't sure who I was at this point or what was interesting or what I was passionate about. So I just stuck with it and graduated. I was also like a very determined young person. I was like, this is hard. That means I must conquer it. So I graduated and then honestly never touched the world of engineering ever again. And, you know, my 20s were kind of a group of years where I dabbled in many things. I said, okay, well, I know I don't want to be an engineer, but I don't know what else to do. I knew that I didn't want to be a doctor, having grown up with a father who was a doctor. I just didn't want to be part of that world and have that be my lifestyle particularly, but I knew that I had so much interest in understanding the human body. So I got really into yoga, all sorts of aromatherapy. I was like taking random classes here and there. And finally, I was like, I think I want to get into medicine making. And so I looked into programs that, you know, in the States, herbal medicine classes. And my interest there was around how you could influence the body using plants. I thought that was really cool. I was like, okay, well, you know, I was a girl, right? I had all these hormonal fluctuations. I was starting to understand why they were happening. You know, all these fluctuations in energy. And I was taking a lot of time myself to understand my own body and my own hormonal balance and why things were the way that they were. And I started playing around with herbs and working with naturopathic medicine doctors and using aromatherapy. And I just thought it was really amazing how you could do that. So, anyways, I looked into all these programs and nothing was that interesting to me. And then someone told me about a school in Paris, and it's actually in Versailles, outside of Paris. And it's this small perfume and cosmetic formulation master's program. And in order to go to this school, you have to have a background in chemistry. And I didn't have a background in chemistry. And so what I did was I printed out my curriculum from engineering school and kind of wrote a letter convincing this program that I had plenty of background in science, which I honestly did. And they made an exception and they let me in. And it was amazing. The school was so heavily focused on perfume, but on the whole olfactory system and really learning how to tap into that. And that was so interesting because in America, we aren't really raised to understand anything about, you know, what is smell. And I remember on the first day we had this pop quiz, like, which was to write out the description of strawberry, the fragrance of strawberry. And I was like, what? Like, no.
I don't think I could do that. And I consider myself to be like very into fragrance. I love perfume, but I don't think I would be able to do that.
Exactly. Mine was blank. But, you know, what I learned was, you know, over the course of the program was really how to tap into that and some of these descriptor words. And it was so cool. And one of the reasons why I chose this program was because it was focused on mass market perfume and cosmetics. So it was Chanel, L'Oreal, Estée Lauder, Givaudan, all these big houses that were kind of running the industry. And that was so interesting and desirable for me because I was already on this sort of like natural organic page. I mean, that's how I was raised. And so I, you know, had all these opinions about mass market industry, but I wanted to really understand it so I could validate those opinions. And so we learned how to make, you know, cleansers and detergents and all this stuff that would be on the shelves at, you know, a supermarket. And it was really interesting. And
wait, can you elaborate a little bit more on that you had these thoughts about the mass market and then working within them confirmed them? Like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So, you know, I had made these decisions for my life at a young age that I did not want to use these products, that they contained ingredients that I wanted to avoid, and also that they weren't as strategic as the clean beauty industry. And those were judgments, and I didn't know anything about the mass market industry. And so by getting in there and working with these teachers and really understanding that so much of that world was driven by marketing, and that so much of these products is not about active ingredients or skin health or body health and wellness, and that they are, you know, those products are the beauty industry, which was not what I was interested in doing. I wanted to go into health and wellness. And at this point in my life, I had no interest in skin. So I didn't know this was going to happen. So I was more on that medicinal herbal track. But the training was such high quality in terms of organic chemistry and really understanding, you know, formulation science, because these are the masters, right? These are the people that have been doing it forever, and the teachers were amazing. And so I wanted that caliber of education, but to still be able to sit back and be like, I'm never going to actually work in this industry. I just want the knowledge. It's sort of like, I could compare this to going to Western medical school and then becoming an acupuncturist, right? You know, like that would be amazing. I have actually thought about doing that, but I don't want to go back to school. So that program was great and very valuable. And towards the end, we had to pick an apprenticeship, like some company to do a stage with. And I didn't want to I didn't want to do that. So I chose, I found this woman in Paris who had a very elite skincare practice. Her name is Joelle Scicco. And she also had, what was interesting to me about her was all this attention she got in Paris. Like everyone would be like, oh, you see Joelle, amazing. And also she had this skincare line that was very niche and had a really great reputation as being strategic and natural and clean. And I was like, what is that about? So I convinced her to let me apprentice with her for about a year. And what that meant was I literally sat in a chair next to her for a year and didn't talk and wasn't allowed to talk. And I just sat there and watched her and took notes. And it was actually one of the more stressful experiences of my life. And I note that because I really witnessed a massive decline on my own health during that year. And so here I was at the most elite skincare center in Paris, and I had like full body rashes and hives, and I had acne, and I had never really had acne. And my whole body was just freaking out. You know, I'd walk in the building and I would get this rash that would like come all the way up my neck, and I'd have to wear turtlenecks, and I was so embarrassed. And it was just this, it was really intense. And I was, you know, with this woman who was healing all these people and had these magical hands and these magical products, and nothing was helping me. And that really piqued my curiosity in skin. I was like, I have access to every tool here that people are spending $3,000 a treatment here, and nothing is helping me. So I got blood work, and I remember the doctor was like, well, you are a 30-year-old woman with a blood panel of a breastfeeding woman. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I had really low estrogen, really high prolactin, everything, you know. It was also maybe potentially, it was completely out of whack, and why everything was feeling really bad. And it was peculiar because I ate really well. I exercised, I slept, but it was like my nervous system that was, I could not get a hold of, and it was throwing everything out of balance. And it was so significant that it was manifesting in my skin. And so that kind of locked in my interest of skin. I was like, yeah, this is this really cool system that I don't really know anything about. And it is so, yes, products can do a lot, but it is really, really directly impacted by our nervous system, our immune system, our hormones, our body. And so from that point on, I was just dedicated. I was like, I'm so curious. This is my new lifelong path. I need to figure out why me being stressed and me feeling insecure in this role is making me have acne. That was it. So I started my own kind of side business to make money because the apprenticeship wasn't paid, and I was going like house to house and giving treatments and talking to people about their skincare. And it was amazing. I think I would spend like 3 or 4 hours at people's homes and do these crazy treatments and charged probably like 50 euros. Like it was crazy. And I loved it. And I built up so many clients that I could leave the apprenticeship, and I was loving life. Everything was so fun. And then my partner at the time wanted to go back to the States. So we moved to New York. We left Paris. And this is a really funny story, because literally the day I arrived in New York from Paris, one of my clients in Paris said, I have a friend in New York and she needs you to talk to her about her skin. Can you go to her house and give her a treatment? And I was like, okay. And it was the day I landed, and I remember being so jet lagged and like walking over like through Dumbo with my bag and like doing, it was like 100 million degrees. I gave her a treatment, and I went home after that, and she emailed me and said, you know, I'm the beauty director at Vogue. Can I write an article on you? And I had no idea. And I was like, okay. And so she, I think.
Would that have been Sarah Brown?
It was Celia.
Oh, okay. So after Sarah, got it.
And so she, she wrote this article that was like New York's next top facialist just landed. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not a facialist. I never went to aesthetic school. I don't have a license. I don't have a business. I just landed. What's going on? And I had, you know, a million emails, and that's how my business started. I just went house to house in New York City and did home visits and treatments. And I convinced the New York State of Cosmetology to give me a license. I didn't actually go to the school. I just showed them my curriculum in Paris and got a letter from Joelle, and they approved it and gave me a license. And then I got a business license. I got a studio, and it just kind of was this really natural thing. Ended up moving to San Francisco and opening up a little studio there. And, you know, pretty immediately after getting to San Francisco, I had a very full practice, but it changed there. All of a sudden, all of my clients were incredibly symptomatic. And I think that this was, you know, this has always happened to me where I'll be super interested in something and doing research in one area, and then all my clients will be like that. You know, I'll get into rosacea and then all my clients will be rosacea, or it's just the way it's happened. And so I didn't set out to work in this like department of symptomatic skin. It just happened to me. And all, this was the people that were coming to me. And I loved it because that's why I was working in the skin, was to help people figure that out and help people heal. And, you know, that's kind of kept evolving since then, and I, you know, mostly work on